Finally, the witch got tired of waiting. On the eighth day, she called to Gretel.
Come here, foolish little girl, light the oven. Today I'm going to eat roasted boy with carrots and gravy. Check if the oven is hot enough to roast your brother.
But clever little Gretel had another plan. She started to cry.
But I am too stupid. How do I know if the oven is hot enough? Can you show me?
She asked. The witch muttered and grumbled.
Useless child, I'll check the oven myself.
Chapter 1. As I began writing this book, my wife Amy and I were getting ready to move from the house where we had lived for 30 years and find a smaller home to retire in. I was 71, she was 74. Amy had injured her knee recently, and while my legs were still good, we were only one broken ankle or hip replacement away from not being able to negotiate those stairs. In other words, we were aging.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.